Hey folks, Dan Ferreira here with your market update for December 16th, 2024. So we've seen mortgage rates, they popped a little bit on Friday, but they're going to stay steady most likely today and tomorrow. I'll give you that report here in a second. And the main reason is we have the Federal Reserve meeting this week. So right through here, Federal Reserve is likely to cut interest rates this week. But the biggest thing that's coming out this week that a lot of people don't realize is what's called the dot plot. So the dot plot is basically signaling or telling us what the Federal Reserve projects to do in the next meeting, the next year, and the next couple years going forward. So let's get over to today's data, and then we're going to look at what they're projecting for the next, well, let's say this meeting and then in 2025. So let's get the economic calendar for this week. Basically, the main news that we're going to see right through is right through here. Federal Reserve is meeting. They're going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. And we pretty much know that right through here. So the CME FedWatch tool is telling us there's basically a 99, maybe 100% chance that the Federal Reserve will be cutting. It's right through here. It's 899.09. So that's basically baked in. So now the probabilities are, what are they going to do in the future? So here's a tool that they come out and they give us or provide us quarterly throughout the year. It's called the dot plot. And we don't talk about this a lot, but here's the dot plot that they expected in 2024, 2025. And then throughout, if you look at this, you can look all the way out to 2027. But right through here, here's what we want to focus in on in 2024. They hit it right on the button if they cut it this next meeting. So this is telling us right through here that the Federal Reserve, the members, they place a dot where they expect the federal funds rate to be throughout this year. And most of them put a dot right through here, which is 4.25 to 4.5 on the federal funds rate. So let's get over to the federal funds rate, see what it is right now. It's 4.5 to 4.75. So they cut one more time, 25 basis points, they'll be right in line with the dot plot. So now let's fast forward out to 2025. And this one looks more of a mess. But the cool thing about this is, look down through here where they're expecting it, where most of the members are expecting it, right through here, about 3.25 to 3, well, basically between 3 and 3.5. Okay, so it's a far cry from where we are right now. So if you look at that right through here, so there's probably 100, 125 basis points still to come out of the federal funds rate or cutting in rates. So that's where we're expecting through the September meeting. What this meeting is going to tell us in this report is basically up in the air right now. So we're going to focus in. That's one of the biggest focal points that we're going to have this week, and that's coming in on Wednesday. So that's what we're going to talk about then. So let's get through the headlines. Federal Reserve is likely to cut interest rates, which we've been noticing that. And remember, though, folks, the September 18th meeting when the Federal Reserve cut rates for the first time in a long time, they cut rates by 50 basis points, 0.5%. And mortgage rates went up. So what really causes mortgage rates to go up? So I went over to ChatGPT and actually put in that same question. It says, the 10-year treasury has been staying higher for longer. Why are the factors behind that? And you go down through here, and here's what it's basically telling us. Federal Reserve policy. Federal Reserve has signaled that it intends to keep interest rates higher for longer. And they told us that a couple years ago, but the dot plot is giving us a little more signals then. The Federal Reserve reduces its holding of bonds. Remember I told you why bond prices, or especially mortgage rates, dropped to the historic lows back in 2020, 2021. The Federal Reserve stepped in and they were buying $40 billion of mortgage bonds a month. $40 billion. So they are pumping up the prices. What do we know with prices? If the price of a bond goes up, the yields come down, and that's what we focus in on. So that's one piece of this puzzle that we're seeing is the Federal Reserve isn't buying anymore. They're actually reducing their holding. So they're selling in top of additional pressures on selling. So that's even going to amplify the selling and the rate staying higher for longer. So let's go down through here. Despite the higher interest rates, the economy is still looking pretty good. So if we look at the economy at a glance, this is what we see. We see the federal funds rate right through here, which we know that is. Inflation staying sticky at 2.3. It went all the way down to 2.1. We thought it was there, and then it turned its ugly head. Now it went up to 2.2, then 2.3. Some highlights in the market right through here. Unemployment rate staying good at 4.2. And that, historically, that's right in line with where we need to be. So there's no scare there. So let's get back to other reasons why rates are staying higher for longer. Go down through here. Inflation pressures persist. Here's another piece. This is why I keep saying the government has to stop spending as much as they do. The U.S. Treasury has significantly increased its issuance of debts, and they continue to do that year after year. Even in the 2025, the debt is projected to be, I think, $2 trillion more than it is today. So we'll continue to see the impact of that. The global economic factors. We talk a lot of times about moving to safety or safe havens. People are doing that, but still the markets right now are uncertain, but the equity markets are taking most of the money, and then U.S. Treasuries are taking the rest of the money there. And then technical factors that we talked about about on a daily basis. So that's what we're seeing right through there on a daily basis. Right now, the MBSs are up 3 ticks. That doesn't really mean the markets are going to do much of anything. So really, like I said, the economic calendar for this week is nothing really today, nothing really tomorrow. There's retail sales and things like that. But the biggest challenge we see this week is what the Federal Reserve is going to do and what their dot plot is going to signal in 2025. So that's my report for today. I will be back at the closing bell later this afternoon to let you guys know how all this mess ends for the day. But if you're out there trying to get some help, you need some assistance trying to buy that first house, maybe you're looking to buy an investment property, maybe you're looking to refinance. We have a lot of people. We have over 100 people that registered for our rate watch. I'll show you where that is. We revamped our main page up through here. A lot of the programs are changing. Down payment assistance programs are changing. So we decided to do, instead of you guys doing that work on your own, if you're looking for a down payment assistance program, you're looking for assistance in general just to buy that first house, or maybe just looking to buy a house, please reach out to us. You can reach us at therateupdate.com. Go to here. You can click the apply now button right through there. But what we want you guys to do, if you would, is click the schedule one-on-one consultation. We can talk to you about all the programs out there, what your credit scores are, what programs you're eligible for, and some of the programs that will really help you with down payment and down payment assistance. So check that out. If you want to reach out to us, here's right where I was telling you about the rate watch tool that we added. So if you're out there and you already bought your home, you're looking for an entry point to refinance, please click right through here. Give us your data and I'll reach out to you the day that interest rate hits what you're looking for. But if you want to talk to somebody here on my staff, just scroll down to the bottom of the website right through here and you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address right through here. So please reach out to us. We'd love to help you. Otherwise, have a fantastic day. I'll see you here at the closing bell. Take care. Bye-bye.